so her paintings today are selling for a lot of money.
Hmm.
Evil. We've tried for the last 10 years to buy all the paintings that we could. My mother spent the last several years she lived trying to buy those paintings, and she couldn't buy but four or five of them.
Hmm.
People just wouldn't part with them.
Must be heartening and disheartening at the same time.
Before she died, she sold paintings for $1.50, 50 cents, $2. And now some of them bringing pretty good money.
Where did she get her art education?
She had none.
Self-taught. And her formal education?
Well, I suppose it was 8th grade. That's about all anybody ever went to. Around 8th grade.
Now, was your father, your mother's father born in Nebraska,
I think they were. I'm not for sure.
Good enough. How was Lawton when you first came here? But you remember?
That's 6,000 population. So most of the buildings downtown were frame buildings. A lot of them had false fronts on them.
What made the town boom? Oil?
Oh, no, Fort Sill. Fort Sill has been the lifeline of Lawton, regardless of what most people say or do. There's some $3 million payroll a month out there.
You can tell that by looking at the different businesses in town.
That's right.
Rental property.
Actually, we don't have too many businesses here. We've got a paper. That coffee's cold.
That's all right. That's fine.
We've got a paper mill, and we've got a
just right
a dairy, Fairmont, and they don't employ too many people. Let me take that and get it warmed up.
Oh, that's fine.
No, we got hot coffee.
Well, just dribble a little in, so it's just sort of lukewarmish.